Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We are on Sunday school lesson, or at least we are on class session 222. And we're looking at a Sunday school lesson on the reign of Saul that was written from March the 9th, 1924 by E.A. Elam. And in just a few moments, we're going to be reading from Joshua chapter 10. And so you might want to take your Bible and turn to Joshua chapter 10, because the geographic reference for this lesson is a place called Gilgal. And in our last class, we were talking about some of the things that happened at Gilgal in the history of Israel. It was there where they had first encamped, and it was there that the ark was kept until it was removed to Shiloh, and it was there that Saul is proclaimed king. But we're going to go back and read from the book of Joshua about some of those events in chapter 10 in just a moment. So while you're turning to Joshua 10, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, if you have your Bibles open, we will begin reading from the book of Joshua chapter 10 and verse 6. And I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And here it says, "The men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, Slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly, and save us, and help us. For all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the hill country are gathered together against us. So Joshua went up from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And Jehovah said unto Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hands, and there shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came upon them suddenly, for he went up from Gilgal all the night. And Jehovah discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them by the way of the ascent of Beth-horon, and smote them unto Azekah and unto Makkada. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, while they were at the descent of Beth-horon, that Jehovah cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Ashkah, and they died. They were no more who died with the hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword." Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12. "Then spake Joshua to Jehovah in the day when Jehovah delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the nation had avenged themselves of their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jashar? And the sun stayed in the midst of heaven, and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that Jehovah hearkened unto the voice of a man, for Jehovah fought for Israel." Joshua chapter 10 and verse 15. "And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp at Gilgal." Now Joshua 10:16. "And these five kings fled and hid themselves in the cave at Makkada. And it was told Joshua, saying, The five kings are found hidden in the cave at Makkada. And Joshua said, Roll great stones into the mouth of the cave, and set men by it to keep them. But stay not ye, pursue after your enemies, and smite the hindmost part of them. Suffer them not to enter into their cities, for Jehovah your God hath delivered them into your hand. And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a great slaughter, till they were consumed, and the remnant which remained of them had entered into fortified cities, that all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makeda in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Joshua chapter 10 and verse 22. Then said Joshua, "Open the mouth of the cave, and bring forth those five kings unto me out of the cave." And they did so, and brought forth those five kings unto him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought forth the kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said unto the chiefs of the men of war that went with him, "Come near, and put your feet upon the necks of these kings." And they came near, and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall Jehovah do to all the enemies against whom ye fight." And afterward Joshua smote them, and put them to death, and hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun, that Joshua commanded and took them down off the trees, and cast them into the cave wherein they had hidden themselves, and laid great stones on the mouth of the cave unto this very day. Joshua 10 and verse 28. And Joshua took Makeda on that day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof. He utterly destroyed them and all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining. He did to the king of Makeda as he had done to the king of Jericho. Joshua 10 and verse 29. And Joshua passed from Makeda, and all Israel with him, unto Libnah, and fought against Libnah. And Jehovah delivered it also, and the king thereof, into the hand of Israel, and he smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining in it. And he did unto the king thereof as he had done unto the king of Jericho. Joshua 10 and verse 31. And Joshua passed from Libnah, and all the children of Israel with him, unto Lachish, and encamped against it, and fought against it. And Jehovah delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel. And he took it on the second day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, according to all he had done to Libnah. Joshua 10 and verse 33. Then Horam, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish. And Joshua smote him and his people, until he had left them none remaining. Joshua 10:34. And Joshua passed from Lachish, and all Israel with him, unto Eglon. And they encamped against it, and fought against it. And they took it on that day, and smote it with the edge of the sword. And all the souls that were therein he utterly destroyed that day, according all he had done to Lachish. Joshua 10 and verse 36. And Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him, unto Hebron. And they fought against it, and they took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, according all that he had done to Eglon. But he utterly destroyed it, and all the souls that were therein. Joshua 6 and verse 38. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto Debir, and fought against it. And he took it, and the kings thereof, and all the cities thereof. And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, as he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to the kings thereof, as he had done also to Libna, and to the king thereof. Joshua 10 and verse 40. So Joshua smote all the land of the hill country of the south, and the low land, and the slopes, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but he utterly destroyed all that breathed, as Jehovah the God of Israel commanded. And Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon. And all these kings, and all their land, did Joshua take at one time, because Jehovah the God of Israel fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp at Gilgal. And so you see from this reading, Gilgal was somewhat the headquarters of Joshua and the home base for the children of Israel as they marched in to take the promised land. Now we read that the Ark of the Covenant was kept there, that Saul was proclaimed to be king there, and that 1 Samuel chapter 11 and verse 14 and 15 we read, "Then said Samuel to the people, Come, let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before Jehovah in Gilgal. And there they offered sacrifices of peace offerings before Jehovah. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly." And then in 2 Samuel chapter 11, that was 1 Samuel 11, 14 and 15. Now, we also read that there Saul, in rebellion, would offer a sacrifice to God when God had commanded him to do an entirely different thing. We read about that in 1 Samuel chapter 15, 1 through 23. "And there Agag, the king of the Amalekites, was slain." 1 Samuel 15, 32 and 33. "Then said Samuel, Bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him cheerfully. And Agag said, Surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, As thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before Jehovah at Gilgal. It was there that the men of Judah went to meet David on his return to Jerusalem after the death of Absalom. And that's where we find in 2 Samuel chapter 19 and verse 15 these words. "So the king returned and came to the Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go meet the king and to bring the king over Jordan." So we see from all of this that Gilgal was an important place in the history of Israel. Now, the teacher, E.A. Elam, recommends that we read 1 Samuel chapters 8 through 14, and we're going to go ahead and read the rest of down through chapter 15, and we'll begin that reading in this class and continue it on into the next class. And we're going to be reading this to make that connection between that story and that Sunday school lesson about the great revival under Samuel and this one about the reign of Saul. So let's begin. 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 1. "And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted justice." 1 Samuel 8 and verse 4. "Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel at Ramah. And they said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. and Samuel prayed unto Jehovah. We'll continue there in our next class.